is inspired by the teachings, as you can see on the board, of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I'd like to talk to you today about the battlefield of the mind. It's easy to go around thinking that the obstacle is too big. I'll surely get the virus. My business will never bounce back after this downtime. And then we wonder why we don't have the strength to get ourselves through the day, why we don't have any passion, why we can't get ahead, why we can't get that promotion, why there's no spring in our step. The answer is that our thoughts are holding us back. We draw in whatever it is that we're constantly thinking about. So you can't think defeat and have victory. If you agree with me, let's all say that together, okay? You can't think defeat and have victory. Here's another corollary. You can't think weakness and have strength. That sounds good to you. Together. You can't think weakness and have strength. The point is that your life is going to follow your thoughts. So our suggestion is, instead of thinking weak, defeated, not able to thoughts, think power thoughts. This sickness is no match for thee. This trouble at work is not how my story ends. The forces that are for me are greater than the forces that are against me. Victory starts in the mind. Success, breakthroughs, new levels, it all starts on the level of your thinking. Well, true, this virus has me afraid. I'm worried about my finances. I'm stressed over my children. All you're doing is just drawing in more negativity. None of that helps to solve the problem. It's just making you weaker. It's disabling you, draining your strength, your energy, your passion. You'd be amazed at what's going to happen if you start thinking power thoughts. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Krishna, God, has me in the palm of His hand. He's made me untouchable to the enemy. When you dwell in that, you're going to feel power. You're going to feel courage. You're going to feel strength, determination bubbling up to the surface. This is not just positive thinking. Positive thinking has to do with what you can do, but you're not the controller of the universe. So that may not be realistic. But when you put your faith in He who actually controls the universe, and get yourself in the middle of what He wants you to do, that's the difference between positive thinking and power thinking. Power thinking is when your faith in the Supreme is being released. Scripture cautions us. Be careful what you think. Why? Because your thoughts determine your life. So ask yourself this question. Are your thoughts helping you? Are your thoughts hurting you? Are you thinking power thoughts, victory thoughts, well able? Or are you thinking no can do thoughts, defeated thoughts, I'll never get well thoughts, I'll never accomplish my dream thoughts, I'll never break this addiction thoughts? You are choosing which direction that your life is going to go in. Our encouragement is to pay attention to what you're dwelling on. Don't just think any willy-nilly thought that pops into your mind. If it's negative, if it's discouraging, fearful, don't give it the time of day. Turn it around. Start thinking about what Krishna or God says about you. Your thoughts may whisper, nothing good is in your future, your best days are behind you. If you're going to dwell on that, it's going to get you stuck, and you're not going to move forward to the great destiny that Krishna has in mind for you. The trick is to tune out. We all get them. You can't stop them from coming. But the trick is that when we're washed by these negative, defeatist thoughts, learn the art of tuning them out and replacing them with power thoughts. It takes the same amount of energy, but what a different result you're going to get. Think something good is going to happen to me. Favor surrounding me like a shield. Goodness and mercy are following me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. When you're in tough times, the enemy, whom we call Maya and is female rather than male, she's going to work overtime trying to convince you. Problem is too big. You'll never get out of debt. That child will never turn around. The pandemic will never end. Maya knows that if she can keep you defeated in your thoughts, then she can keep you defeated in your life. The battle's taking place in your mind. When your thoughts tell you it's never going to change, you can't take it anymore. Instead of thinking those weakness thoughts, drawing in more darkness, more weakness, more confusion, turn it around. Not denying it. This problem is big, but I've been armed with strength for every battle. I am full of can-do power. What Krishna, our God, has started in my life, I'm going to finish. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paripashate tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga sema bahamiham. Krishna promises in the Bhagavad Gita that he would never have gotten you into something that he can't then get you out the other side. He promises he'll always give you the strength, the grace, the faith for whatever comes your way. But you have to do your part and not dwell on the downside, not dwell on the weak, not dwell on limiting, I can't do it thoughts. That's going to result in your feeling overwhelmed, getting stuck. Just pay attention. Monitor what's going on in your mind. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11, chapter 18th verse, when the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment and attached to God, that same mind, which was the cause of bondage, now becomes a cause of liberation. Here's an example that's given. When the flame in a lamp burns improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with a pure substance like ghee or clarified butter and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering and blackness. But when detached from material sense gratification, and attached to the purposes of the Lord, the light shines brightly and brings about the original brilliance of Krishna or God consciousness. There's a story in that same Srimad Bhagavatam. Aditi was the mother of the demigods, a very pious race of beings who normally inhabit upper planets. But they had a turn of fortune. And the Daityas, who are the offspring of Aditi's sister, roared up from the hellish planets. There was a huge battle. And due to some temporary benedictions that the demons had received, they overthrew all the demigods. Varuna, Indra, Kuvera, all these pious living beings were exiled from the heavenly planets, and the charge of the universe was put under the sovereignty of those with no good, faithful, godly qualities. Aditi was feeling very bad as a mother, and she was also feeling bad for the universe. She had this huge problem, which she expressed in this way. 8th canto. The demons are formidably powerful enemies, have taken away my son's opulence, beauty, fame, and even their houses. Indeed, we have now been exiled. We are drowning in an ocean of trouble. She says this to her husband, Kasyapa, who responds, my dear Aditi, the solution to all problems is to engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of everything, who can subdue everyone's enemies, and who sits within everyone's heart, even in the hearts of your enemies. Only that supreme person, Krishna, or Vasudeva, which means he's ubiquitous, he's all-pervasive, can bestow all auspicious benedictions upon everyone, for he is the spiritual master of the universe. And continuing on here, Kasyapa says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very merciful to the poor and the disenfranchised, will fulfill all your desires. For devotional service unto him is infallible. Any method other than devotional service is useless. That is my opinion. That's power thinking. In your adversity, in your downtime, in your confusion, in your dark periods, turning to the Lord for the solution to your problems is what we're calling power thinking. After Aditi did devotional service, sure enough, the demons were overthrown. Pious devotees restored to their position and peace returned to the universe. After which Aditi prayed to the Lord, I have been satisfied devotional service to you, O my Lord. You have favored me, and indeed my personal experience is that worship of you never goes in vain. Be careful how you think. Don't get infected and miss your destiny. I can't beat this illness. I can't accomplish these dreams. This enemy at work talking behind my back. This pandemic is going to ruin my business. Nothing that happens is a surprise to Krishna. You wouldn't be facing it if he hadn't given you the tools to handle it. Krishna has already promised you the victory. All through the day, say to yourself, I'm well able. I will overcome this obstacle. I will defeat this sickness. I will rise out of lack and struggle. And when you think like that, the creator of the universe goes to work. Miracles are set into motion. I don't know if you knew this or not. 80% of people are negative. Only 20% tend towards being positive. That means 80% will focus on how big the problem is. They'll live afraid. They'll tell you you won't get well. They'll remind you that your grandmother died of the same thing. Now, if you're going to fulfill your destiny, here's the key. You have to go against the grain. You have to swim up the stream. You can't just fit in and be afraid like everyone else, complain like all your coworkers, be negative, and still have victory in your life. What Krishna or who Krishna is looking for are people who stand out. Krishna's looking for people who, when it seems impossible, they don't care how big the problem is, but they look to how big their God is. The obstacle, no matter what it is not bigger than Krishna's power to overcome it. The obstacle is no match for our God. And he didn't bring you this far just to leave you flapping in the wind. But we have to believe. Only when we believe, then do all things be possible. Only when we get our thoughts going in the right direction does the magic begin. Scripture assures you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Krishna will raise himself like a barrier between you and the flood. That means you're not just fighting this battle on your own. You have the most powerful force in the creation fighting for you, pushing back the forces of darkness, keeping that coronavirus from taking you out, moving the wrong people out of the way. Now, if this is going to happen, you have to get good at guarding your mind. Why? Well, one of the reasons is that negative news spreads a lot faster than good news. Negative thinking, would you agree with me, is contagious. And it's everywhere. And it's getting worse. How bad the sickness is, how bad the economy is. Analysts telling us how it could get even much worse than it is right now. And we're not faulting them. They're just doing their job. It's good to be informed. But you can't let that poison affect your spirit. You can't keep dwelling on that with the result that you're going around afraid, worried, panicked, thinking you and your family's not going to make it. Because when you think like that, it's a negative cycle that keeps drawing in more fear, more worry, more defeat, then again, more fear, more worry, more defeat. The key is don't think like everyone else. Don't be afraid that some plan conceived behind closed doors is going to finish you off. There's only one thing we need to fear, and that is being out of sync with the plans of our Almighty Father and our Almighty Creator. Take the opportunity of this Father's Day to take inventory, to take stock, and see if you are conducting your life in such a way that your supreme loving Father is pleased with your behavior and comportment. It's all we need to fear. If we fear him and we fear to preserve our relationship with him, then we don't need to fear anything else. If we're right with him, he's going to keep us safe. A great saintly devotee named Prahlad Maharaj, he was only 5 years old. His father was a huge, powerful, yogic, black magic wizard who again, on another occasion, had conquered all the demigods, sat himself on the throne of Indra, for no other fault than that his five-year-old son was chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, cutting. His own father tried to kill him. He couldn't stand that his son was a theist, whereas he was a dialogue atheist. Hiranyakashipu, he said over and over, Prahlad, you've got to change. You've got to give up this Vishnu. You've got to give up this chanting. You're born in a race of demons. You're my son. You need to be chip off the old block. I'm warning you. You need to change. And this five-year-old boy spoke up to his father. He said, no, Dad, I don't need to change. You need to change. And in what way did Prahlad advise his father to change? He said, Dad, you need to give up your demoniac mentality. What is demoniac mentality? He says, do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoise towards everyone, except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind. There is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of spirit, one sees everyone and everything equally. And then one comes to the position of worshiping the Lord perfectly. In that position, you don't have to fear the virus. You don't have to fear what the economy is going to do. You don't have to fear the future. Just keep honoring Krishna. He'll keep you and your loved ones safe. He'll defeat your enemies. He'll do what medicine can't do. He'll turn that child around. He'll fix your finances. Just don't think like everyone else. When the majority is worried, afraid, negative, aggressive, fearful, you need to be on the offensive and say, no, I'm not going to be like everyone else. I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm not going to think weak, defeated thoughts. I'm going to think power thoughts. I know that Krishna is on the throne. I know that him being for me is more than the whole world being against me. I know that I can't reach my destiny by thinking negative, limited thoughts. Now, here's a nice example. You'd think that the field of mathematics would have nothing to do with our topic today, wouldn't you? Because mathematics is cut and dry. In mathematical problems, you only have one right answer. It cannot be affected by how someone thinks, right? Well, maybe not. George Danzig proved that even mathematics can be affected by your thought patterns. Danzig, during the Depression, he was a student of mathematics at the University of California, Berkeley. On the day of an exam, he slept late and he arrived after the exam had already started. The teacher handed Danzig a paper with 8 math problems on it, and 2 more math problems were written in chalk on the board. So he thought the exam consisted of the 8 problems on paper and the 2 problems on the board. So in the time that remained, he solved the 8 problems, but thinking that he also had to solve these 2 problems on the board, he asked the professor if he could have an extension of time. And the professor gave him the better part of a week. So he labored over these problems all week. Remember, he already solved the 8 problems. But he labored over those 2 problems that were on the blackboard. And he finally solved them on Friday, just before his deadline ended. He handed the 8 paper problems, and then he translated those 2 chalkboard onto paper. So he handed that all into the professor. On Monday morning, he was awakened by pounding on his drawer. He opened it to find his professor in a state of high excitement. The professor asked, George, did you come to class late on exam day? He said, yes, I did. The professor explained that the exam was only the 8 problems written on the paper. The 2 problems on the board were just for fun. They were considered insoluble. That even Einstein had failed to solve these 2 problems. They weren't part of the exam. They were just up there for fun. They were classical mathematical problems that no mathematician had ever been able to solve. He was an undergraduate at UC Cal Berkeley. So this the professor explained at the beginning of the class, but he came late. Nobody told him that the problems were insoluble. Nobody told him that Einstein had been unable to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have even tried. But because no one had told him that it couldn't be done, he just went right ahead and did it. If we're to learn anything from this, it is to quit telling ourselves what can't do and what's not going to work out. All that's doing is draining your strength. When you get to that problem, I predict that with power thinking and God in your side, that you're going to solve that problem just like Danzig did. It's going to be easier than you thought, and you're going to have strength that you didn't know that you had. Just like when your car is laboring going up a hill, and you come to that point where you think it's going to stall out, but then all of a sudden the lower gear kicks in, gives you more power when you need it. So if you're in the middle of God's plan for your life, God's going to kick in and help you do what you couldn't do on your own. The key is, don't cancel it out with weak thinking. Every morning when you wake up, get your power up. Get your mind moving in the right direction. This is going to be a good day. I can handle anything that comes my way. By God's grace, I'm strong. I'm confident. I have His favor, and I'm excited about my future. At the start of the day, you need to set your mind for victory. Not just let any thought play. You have to think power thoughts on purpose. If you wake up and just think whatever comes to mind, thoughts like, hey, yeah, day's going to be full of problems, hasn't even started, I'm already tired, I'll never overcome these obstacles, nothing good is going to happen today. You get on Facebook, you look at your messages, you look at chats. Now, if you don't set the right tone for the day, the negative thoughts are going to set them for you. So before you check the phone, before you read your email, before you see what the weather's like, you need to think on purpose, power thoughts, victory thoughts, abundance thoughts, can-do thoughts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said that Krishna, God, is good to those who are in tune with Him. Yayata mamprapajante. As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Notice that if you can be in tune with God, then you can also be out of tune with God. So the way that you get in tune is by thinking victorious, overcoming faith-filled thoughts, not going around in depression, not going full of anxiety, not being out of sync with Krishna. You never heard in any scripture where God's moaning, where God's having a pity party, where God describes Himself as weak, defeated, discouraged, afraid, where the enemy is ever getting the best of God. You hear so many statements where God says, I'm all-powerful, I'm unconquerable. I spoke worlds into existence. I flung the stars into space. Krishna is saying, I am everything. I am strength. I am healing. I am provision. I am protection. I am abundance. I am the antidote. I am favor. When Krishna said, let there be light, it came at 186,000 miles per second. If you're going to get in tune with God, you can't think weak, little, defeated, get by, hope this works out thoughts. You have to think bold thoughts, favor thoughts, abundance thoughts, healing thoughts, victory thoughts. And yes, we're not denying the opposition. It may be bigger than you. It may be stronger than you. But just agree with what Krishna says. Lord, when the enemy comes against me, you and I are a majority. In the Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, this is said that when the enemies came to Arjuna, Arjuna declared himself shielded, power thoughts, because none other than Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was driving his chariot. Arjuna said, O Rishikesh, Krishna, who was right beside him, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons, my enemies, are afraid and they fly here and there. All this is rightly done. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The thought comes, this shutdown over the virus has ruined my year financially. Just accept it and wait for next year. Whoa, why not think something different? Krishna, thank you. The economy is not my source. You are my source. You said that you would make rivers in the desert. that you would supply all of my needs according to your unlimited heavenly storehouses. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Bandar Atma Manastasya. The word mana in Sanskrit is the same as our word mind. The mind is the best friend, or it is the worst enemy. Therefore, be careful what you think. If your thoughts are setting the limits for your life, you need to learn to think thoughts on purpose. I can do all things through Krishna, strong in the Lord. I have been raised up for just such a time as this. Krishna, thank you that I'm equipped, empowered, and anointed. If you're going around feeling subpar, less than average, you don't think that you have what it takes, who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that you're not qualified? Who told you that you've made too many mistakes? You're out of the game. Who told you that you came from the wrong family? Who told you that you'd never be successful? Those are the wrong voices, and I guarantee you, they did not come from Krishna. They did not come from God. When you hear thoughts like that, now you're just average, nothing special about you, you're just one of the 6 billion people on the planet. Get rid of that defeated thought and start thinking power thoughts. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a masterpiece. I have royal blood flowing in my veins. I'm crowned with favor. I will leave my mark on this generation. That's getting in tune with Krishna. And when you do that, he'll open doors that nobody can shut, take you where you could not go on your own. When thoughts tell you you've been through too much, you lost that loved one, that business didn't make it, that friend walked out on you, nothing good is in your future. Your job is to don't believe those lies. Krishna, thank you that you have beauty for those ashes. Thank you that was meant for my harm. You're going to use to my advantage. And when you're in tune with Krishna, he's going to pay you back for your wrongs. Krishna's going to give you double for your trouble. Instead of thinking that you've seen your best days, Krishna, thank you that out in front of me, double's coming. Thank you that my latter days will be better than my former days. Bhagavad Gita, yam yam bhapi shmaran bhava chajati antika ya pariyatishamad bhava yati mashtiyatishamsaya. At the time of death, the mind sets the criteria for the spirit souls being carried to another type of body. It's called transmigration or reincarnation. Now, if the living being resists the tyranny of the mind, the dictation, the defeatism, the negativity of the mind, and controls it in the loving service of the Lord, the mind cannot degrade him. Our duty, therefore, is to keep the mind always engaged at the lotus feet of the Lord. When the mind is engaged at the lotus feet of the Lord, our intelligence is full of joy. We are sons and daughters of the Almighty Lord. We have royalty in our blood. We're destined to reign in life and to conquer over death. Now, just because somebody betrayed you, just because we went through wrongs and disappointments, just because things weren't fair, why should we, of royal lineage, drag around living in depression, thinking we don't deserve to be blessed? We just have to sit on the sidelines now. Why should we accept, considering our lineage, that our dreams will never come to pass? No. Let me encourage you, get rid of that dead dog thinking. Nothing that's happened to you is more powerful than God's ability to still move you towards your destiny. No mistake that you've made is too much for the mercy of Krishna. We've all had some bad breaks. We've all gone through some failures. But none of that has to stop Krishna's plan for your life. Just do your part. Quit thinking limited, defeated, unworthy thoughts. Start thinking victory thoughts, abundance thoughts, favor thoughts. Put your shoulders back, hold your head up high, and remember who you are and whose you are, a child of the Most High God. It was out of this kind of a power faith in God that Dr. Martin Luther King preached this sermon the night before he died. And I've seen the promised land, and I may not get there with you, But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality. With this faith, I will go out and carve a tunnel of hope from a mountain of despair. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spirit of old, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. That faith that Martin Luther King had in Krishna was power thinking, and it proved, and today continues to prove, triumphant. And what really mattered was not the size of his faith, but the size of his God. Even a little faith in a great God can change the world. That is the kind of world that we will one day inherit. It's inevitable because it's Krishna's world. And Krishna's kingdom ultimately is a kingdom of righteousness and justice, a kingdom of peace and love. It is said that the kingdom of God is that transcendental abode of the Lord where there's no hunger, anger, or thirst. Both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. Our encouragement is get in tune with him. Krishna is saying, I'm about to do a new thing. I'm about to pay you back for the wrongs, open new doors, turn negative situations around, amaze you with my goodness. I'm asking you all to pay attention to what you're thinking. You're drawing in what you're constantly dwelling on. Your thoughts are running your life. Are you thinking about how you're always beaten down and overcome? Are you always thinking weak, defeated, I can't do thoughts? Or are you thinking power thoughts? I am well able. Krishna is fighting my battles. Something good is in my future. Don't be like the 80% that are negative. Stand out in the crowd and think victory thoughts. If you do this, I believe that you're going to make it into your promised land. You're going to see Krishna show up and show out in your life. Anything that you've lost, Krishna is going to restore it. The health, the finances, the dreams, they're going to come looking for you in this life. And in the next life, you're going to go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.